Hey, this is Nomad, host and creator of the Career Musician Podcast. Why do they call me Nomad? Well, I traveled the globe, spreading the joy of music one song at a time. And now I bring you wisdom, tried and true knowledge, and life experiences of my colleagues and peers in this crazy business we call music. On this episode of the Career Musician Podcast, we have bass player and artist in his own right, Darryl Williams, who is now chart-topping.
This is the Career Musician Podcast with your host, Nomad.
Okay, if you've ever gone to a jazz concert, smooth jazz, contemporary jazz, whatever you want to call it as of late, then you've seen and heard the great Darryl Williams holding down the low end on the bass. He's been a sideman for some time, playing with the likes of, you name it, Boney James, Huge Groove, Michael Langton, Jeff Lorber, the list goes on and on. However, now he's decided to step front and center into the spotlight and do his own thing as an artist in his own right. How long has it been from his album Here to Stay has been number one on the groove, jazz, and radio wave charts for several weeks running. He also reached number 15 on the Billboard Smooth Jazz National Airplay charts. He's doing it. Check out his music now on Sirius XM and everywhere you find a groove. Nomad here with the amazing Darryl Williams, and we are chilling in Vegas doing a gig here, and we're just grabbing a little bite to eat. Sorry about the ambient noise, but I had to sit down with Darryl.
Yes, sir.
And catch him while I could. So Darryl Williams, everybody. You did your own album, which was primarily instrumental?
Instrumental, one vocal song, but it's primarily instrumental. Yeah.
So what is the approach you took for your radio campaign?
Well, I think right now the main thing is to try to get music on XM radio, because that's the biggest thing happening for instrumental music right now, watercolors.
Right. So let me just be sure here. So the internet-based stations are different from the satellite-based stations.
It's a whole different thing.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so I hired a radio promoter. Yeah. Goroff Music Group, I'm sure you've heard.
Sure, absolutely.
Cliff and Jason, they're great. Actually, they'll be here tonight.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they'll be here tonight. Excellent. So I hired them. I also hired Rick Scott. He's a publicist. He's incredible.
Really?
He can get you out there. He can get you known. He got me in Bass Player Magazine, a bunch of different things.
Love
and another thing
too.
Is I advertised with Alan Kepler, who handles the Smooth Jazz Network.
Now, where is that? Is Smooth Jazz Network is on
iHeartRadio mainly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So.
So you're talking about you hired three different facets.
Right. Right. Which is usually what the record company does.
Right.
Yeah, they hire all these different entities because they think, well, you know, we need to at least touch a little bit on as much as we can.
So the labels used to hire all these entities.
Yeah, exactly.
But now we're all independent.
Yes.
So tell me, how did you...
Well, the best thing is you don't really need a record company. It's pretty much a level playing field. You know, because of social media. If you're really active on these things, you can really get out there. But you have to put in the time. I would say to be more focused on fans of music rather than musicians.
Amen to that, brother.
Right? Because a lot of times musicians are only going to listen if, you know, you have some crazy altered chords and all these burning solos. And then, unfortunately, a lot of musicians don't necessarily want to pay for music.
Repeat that, please.
Unfortunately, a lot of musicians do not want to pay for music.
And that's a travesty.
It is. You know, and that's okay. And that's why it's best to focus on fans of music who want to listen to your music and not necessarily, you know, critique, alter changes and, well, you should have took a longer solo or you need more solos, things like that. And if musicians critique it like that, and then they don't want to pay for it, what's the point, right?
It's like trying to sell bricks to a mason. So, all right, so you're taking the social media and you're
targeting music fans, fans of right. music. You have a radio campaign. Mm-hmm. You also have an internet or an iHeartRadio campaign kind of
exactly.
division.
Right.
And then you have your publicist.
Publicist, right.
How did you put all this together? Was this solely on something that you came about over years of experience? Did people point you in the right direction? You know, how did you build this?
Well, I watched individuals who were successful at it.
Okay.
And I would ask them, how did you,
there you go.
Get this done and that done? I would ask individuals, and that's what I came up with. I also advertised with smoothjazz.com as well, and that was helpful. You know, I got a lot of, I got a lot of stuff out of that too.
Okay.
So I did smoothjazz.com, Great Scott Promotions, Rick Scott.
Okay.
Goroff Music Group, and then Alan Kepler, the Smooth Jazz Network, advertised on his as well.
So that's a nice formula.
Yeah.
Is that how you landed number one and in the top 10 on the charts?
Well,
through this formula?
I could say yes, but at the end of the day, you have to have a good song.
Amen again.
Right?
Right. Okay, so look, it starts with the song.
Mm-hmm.
You had a fantastic song.
Right.
You had two fantastic songs. That landed where? Tell us on the charts.
Number two on Billboard and number one on the Smooth Jazz Network.
Wow.
Which in smooth jazz is the stuff because it's everything, you know.
It's the be all to end all.
Yeah, it's everything. Whereas Billboard is only a Billboard reporting station. You know, you have to have a good song. I mean, that's the beginning, because I know individuals who spent a lot of money, thousands upon thousands of dollars, and didn't make any ground.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
So that's what I'm trying to decipher here, mm-hmm. because I have heard of some people who've done that, and I'm really trying to figure out this formula for our listeners,
right?
And grow. So it's like that's the whole purpose of this podcast, is to, you know, help our fellow musicians. You know, how long have you been doing this as a solo artist?
I released my first record in 2007-ish.
Gotcha.
2007, and I had, you know, minimal success. I landed a song on XM radio back then, and a few songs on the Weather Channel through your friend
Frank Josephs. That's right.
Right. So he
there
got
go.
Two songs on the Weather Channel for me, and I had about four songs on Music Choice from that record.
And how did you get the Music Choice placements?
Radio promotion.
The radio promotion.
Through radio promotion. Strictly through that, because that's all I did then. I just did radio promotion. I didn't do anything else.
So now how do you take all this radio promotion mm-hmm. and all of what you're doing with your publicist, how do you translate that into actual gigs as a solo artist?
Okay. The main thing also, here's another thing that I have to mention that's very important. Connecting with individuals at the festivals, and I mean fans,
right?
At the festivals and shows, because the fans are the ones who are going to support you.
That's right.
Okay, so after a show, I always hang out a little bit. I always run into all you know, the Facebook people or that's the right. Instagram people, right. or just the individuals that I run into on the cruise or at all the festivals. I make sure I hang and communicate with them as well, because right. they are always going to support you if you show appreciation. You know, they want to have a conversation with you. And
all right, so the question is, Daryl, everybody wants to know, okay. drum roll. How do you take all this information that you're putting together with the PR, the radio, and all these different campaigns, and parlay that into gigs? Did you get an agent? How do you get an agent? You know, these are the things that a lot of guys are asking.
Well, I would say the main thing is to be really persistent. Make the phone calls. Even when you start to get on people's nerves, eventually you'll bug them so much they will give you
a And game. that's a really fine line, because I'm pretty aware of yeah. that. I don't like to get on people's nerves. I just back off because I feel like I don't want to have the reverse effect, right?
Okay.
So you're saying when you feel like you're rubbing, just keep pushing.
Well, don't overdo it.
That's
I mean, don't email them every single day.
No, of course not.
But I would say you have to keep reaching out. You have to stay in people's ear, especially if you have a song on the charts. Hey, listen, you know, my song's doing this and that. I'm doing this. I'm really out there. I have a strong fan base. You know.
So you're soliciting these agents just on your own?
Promoters.
The promoters.
And everything. Well, yeah.
So you're hitting up promoters in addition to agents?
I'm hitting up mainly promoters.
Mainly promoters.
Because a lot of times, and I learned this from a good friend of mine, Adam Holly.
Yes.
He worked his first year without an agent. Actually, probably his first 2 years. He got Europe all throughout the country without an agent.
Just by going directly to the promoters.
And making phone calls.
And is he doing that now on a regular basis?
Well, he has an agent now, but yes, he's gigging. I think he may still be in Europe now.
Wow.
We got back last Sunday. Good he stayed him. Over there for a week.
Good for him.
Doing gigs. So he was really, you know, real persistent. And I watched. He's the guy, I would say, he's a guy to watch and say, okay, he did everything right. You know, he had 4 number ones, and he works consistently as a side man, but mainly as a solo artist, because he was on the phone all the time.
That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about transitioning from side man to solo artist.
Right.
I mean, that is the end game goal,
of course,
in this scenario. Not everybody.
Stay on the phone.
Stay on the phone.
Stay on the phone,
man.
You have to stay on the phone. Also, another thing...
But sorry, before the other thing. Will these promoters take your phone call?
They will. Here's the thing. You have to remember, it's all about relationships. Anytime you play these festivals and things...
You go...
A lot of times, you meet the promoters. And, you know, once again, there's a fine line. You don't want to be disrespectful
to
the artist.
That's right.
You have to be careful.
You have to watch it.
And you have to know who you're working for. Artist-wise... Are they cool with you talking to a promoter? Most of the guys I work with are. Some aren't. But you have to know.
You have to have that discernment.
Yeah, you have to know who's cool with it and who feels like you're overstepping. So you have to be very careful.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Man, what I love about Daryl, he's just a cool guy. He's so easygoing, but he also is all about his business. He gets the job done, but he also makes everybody around him feel beautiful. Like, he's just a cool dude. He sets the tone. He sets the stage. And listen, as a bass player holding down the groove, quote unquote, that's so important. Oftentimes, bass players can be a little too choppy, if you know what I mean. They're playing so many riffs, it's like, whoa, can you hold down the bottom end? Daryl can do both. When it's time to step out and take a solo, he crushes it, but he knows how to hold down a mean-ass groove. On top of it, he's such a giving individual. He and I broke bread and hung out quite a bit as we were doing a gig, and we just had the best time. Check out his new album, Here to Stay, with his chart-topping single, How Long Has It Been?
Follow the Career Musician on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date on the latest news and get tips from the world's leading musicians.
When you do these gigs, who is the main DJ
of each city? Is the individual who spins the records? You know, who's the programmer? Who's the radio programmer? And then a lot of times they'll ask you for artist drops. Always follow up on that.
Yeah, ask for artists what?
Drops like, hey, this is Daryl Williams and you're listening to 94.7 The Wave. Always follow up on that.
On-air drops, yeah.
Go ask
for
that.
Got you. Uh-huh. Always follow up. Mm-hmm. So, will you record those at home in your studio and then send them in to them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful. So it becomes this reciprocal relationship. And you're cultivating relationships at the end of the day.
Look, that's what everything is. And this is what I always say to people all the time. Music itself, you know, musicianship is really less than 50% of it. Okay? You have to look good, right? Right? You have to market yourself and look good on stage. You can't look like you just got through working on a car.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And then is relationships is the biggest thing. Relationships. That's the biggest thing. You could be the best, but it's about relationships. All about relationships.
I've heard it put that it's not only who you know, but who knows you. And of course, the other old adage, out of sight, out of mind. So mm-hmm. This is why you're saying you have to stay in their sphere of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And if you do it, if you exercise discretion,
Of course, respectful.
Respectful,
right.
Diligence, it will get you there.
Yeah.
Man, this is fantastic because that just affirms everything that I've always believed in.
Well, shit, look at you, man.
You know,
tough industry, man, but
it is.
All those little things matter.
And they all add up, don't they?
They all add up.
I've been studying this concept called the compound effect.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on doing little habitual practices
mm-hmm.
that align with your core values right. on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
they add up, mm-hmm. and eventually they lead to great successes.
Nomad here with the Career Musician Podcast. Thank you for listening. I wanted to tell you about #AskNomad to ask me any music-related questions, and I will respond usually within 24 to 48 hours. Again, that's #AskNomad. Ask me anything you'd like about the music biz, about your instrument, about practicing, about music theory, anything at all that has to do with music, and I will answer your questions, share, repost, and put it out there for all of the Career Musician Podcast family to see and hear. Thank you so much for listening. This is Nomad, and remember to use #AskNomad.
You're listening to the Career Musician Podcast with your host, Nomad.
Look, you started as a sideman.
Right.
what are some of the paramount rules that you adhere to? What makes a great sideman musician, side person musician, in your point of view?
Okay. Number one, know what the artist wants and know what they don't want, right? Of course, learn the music, right? And always be respectful in learning the music. Mm-hmm. I always play just enough unless they ask for more or they ask for less. I never overdo it.
There you go.
In the beginning.
There you go.
I always play, you know, what's on either the live recording or the record.
Or the record.
I start there.
Uh-huh.
But once again, the main thing is knowing what the artist wants, knowing who you're working for, if they want you to take liberties with the music or not. And just being professional, always being early, right?
Amen.
Man, I noticed that about you. Man, you're early. If rehearsal's at 10, you're sitting down, the guitar's on the stand, the pedals are there, ready to play at 10.
9:30.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm pretty obnoxious
yes,
about
sir.
It.
Served you well. Well, served you well.
Well, thank you. But I always say that, you know, and look, Rick, this is a Ricky Minor parable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on time is late, and early is on time. You know, in other words, look, if Downbeat is at 10, and you know it's going to take you 20 to 30 minutes to get your shit together, let's be blunt, okay? Then don't show up at 9:30. Or, God forbid, 5 to 10, because your ass will get fired.
Yeah, right.
You know, get yourself there at 9 o'clock. Give yourself an hour. If you know it takes a half hour, give yourself an hour. I always get my stuff set up, get my fingers on the axe a little bit, and then walk away, go get a cup of coffee, say hello, find out where the facilities are. You know, also, let's talk about parking. You never know. If you're doing a session or a rehearsal in L.A., let's talk about traffic.
That's never an excuse.
Let's talk about getting...
Right.
You can never use, oh, there was traffic in L.A. Come on, bro.
Yeah, never, because they're like, really?
Really?
Oh, seriously? Today?
Oh, you're the only one.
Right. Right. You know, I live in Temecula.
Oh, wow.
Right? And I've done sessions in L.A. where... I'm there an hour early,
mm-hmm.
and the guy who lives in North Hollywood, let's say it's in West Hollywood, he lives in North Hollywood, and he shows up, and he's talking about traffic.
After you. Oh, come on, man.
And I live in Temecula.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. There's no excuse. It's unacceptable. All right, so we know that. Learn the music. Be respectful of the artist. Be on time. You know, any overall words of wisdom or anything that you say, man, this is the, aside from that?
Develop relationships with people.
Again, it comes back to relationships.
That's really, I think, your strongest asset as a musician, because here's the truth. At a certain point, everybody can play. You can find 500 guys who realistically can come in and play the gig. You know, music.
And that's not even an exaggeration.
Right.
In LA, mm-hmm. I can guarantee you can find 500 guys. If you look big enough, if you look hard enough, they are there.
Yes.
You're right. So you don't want to give somebody the reason to have to go look.
Right.
Once you're there, you want to stay there.
You want to have that asset of, okay, man, this guy is cool, man. He's a fun hang. He's not an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He learns the music. He is the gig, and what I mean by that is he dresses the gig or whatever, and he shows up. He's that gig when he shows up. When he shows up to, you know, perform, he's the gig. Whatever the gig is, he's the gig. He knows what to do.
I love that. I'm going to use that. He's the gig.
Yeah.
He or she's the gig. I love that.
Yeah, man. He's the gig.
That's classic. So
if he needs to wear a suit, he'll wear a suit. If he needs to wear some jeans and a t-shirt, he can do that. You know? You have to be the gig, man. That's what it comes down to.
Know what it is you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and be the gig. I love that, Daryl.
Yes, sir. Be the gig, man.
All right, well, that wraps it up for this episode of the Career Musician Podcast with yours truly, Nomad. featuring Daryl Williams. Thank you once again, Daryl, for sharing all of your insight, wisdom, and experience with us. I especially appreciate the information on radio marketing and how to put together a radio campaign. Very useful information, my friend. Remember, all of those career musicians out there, we must carry the torch and share with one another, encourage one another, from rock and roll, R&B, jazz, classical, flamenco, Latin, bebop, whatever it is that floats your boat stylistically, rock on, the career musician.
Thank you for tuning in to The Career Musician. Please click the subscribe button and share The Career Musician podcast on your social media feeds.
I'm just a nomad, nowhere man, writing the songs in this one-man band. A nomad, yeah. I'm a nomad, yeah. Ooh, oh, oh. So hush now, darling, you'll be fine. I'll be back this way sometime. Until then, baby, don't you cry.
Nomad here, host and creator of the Career Musician Podcast, wanting to tell you all about PantheonPodcast.com Network. I am a part of this collective that is solely music-based podcasts. And guess what? It is the only one of its kind on the globe so far. It is a collective of an independent network of podcasts all based on music, which dig into the culture, technology, history, and everything else you can imagine that has to do with music. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to check us out at PantheonPodcasts.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.